Welcome, champions, to episode 38 of Chimp Out Radio. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Longtime listeners of the show know that back in February of this year, I sold my Nig rental in Nigger Infested, Michigan, and got the fuck out. And I've been touring America in a 1989 Ford Ranger pickup truck. Just me, my three big dogs, and my two cats. And I've been visiting chimpers all over America. I had a job for a while in Houston, Texas, and I stayed there for about 3 weeks, but unfortunately it did not work out, and I hit the road. Tonight, we're going to go through America's Southwest. We're going to talk to Pazuzu, and we're going to meet the O-8ers over in Bakersfield, California. And we're going to join my quest in progress. What you're going to hear is a live recording that I did when I was in a bit of a jam, let's say. Well, let's listen right now. Well, chimpers, back in Houston, Texas, at American Apartheid's house, my pit bull boxer, Sashi, decided she was going to swallow an entire soup bone. It's one of those ones that's kind of shaped like a letter O, and she swallowed it in one bite. And she's been kind of sick ever since then. She's had diarrhea really bad. I'm worried about her. It might be stuck in her. There might be an occlusion. poor Sashi. Well, we are stopped at a truck stop in northern New Mexico, and it's freezing cold. I'm out of money. I'm trying to make my way over to hopefully go see Pazuzu in Arizona. And so I'm going to sleep in the back with the Anna pals, but Sashi's already kind of made a mess a couple times back there, and I've cleaned it out. But it's an extremely windy night, and this is Easter weekend, and we're hoping for an Easter miracle that Sashi will be okay. If I have to take her to a vet, I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't have the money. But, you know, I'm keeping my spirits up, and I'm doing okay. I got the Holy Bible with me. I'm parked underneath a street light. And I've got enough light to read with, and I'm going to be praying about it. So that's it for tonight, and we'll see how things go in the morning.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own boy. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped at a bar to have a brew. Met a girl, we had a few drinks, and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. Didn't have to say a thing.
All right, chimpers, we made it through the night. Sashi's doing a lot better. She's having normal movements. She was dehydrated, but she passed a few pieces of bone, and I think she's going to be okay. We got some water in her. She's looking and feeling a lot better. Last night was freezing cold. We had unseasonably cold temperatures. Froze my ass off. I had to get up like three times during the night to let Sashi out. But the good news is she's going to be okay. And we made it out of there all right. I am standing now at the Continental Divide in northern New Mexico. The view here is spectacular. Unbelievable. We have the mountain ranges right in front of me. And it's just like something out of an old Western shootout movie or a video game. These mountains are red, dotted with trees. The trees are large, but from here, of course, they look like little tiny dots. The sky is enormous. It's unseasonably cold. We have a little bit of snow falling. But the Continental Divide, 7,245 feet above sea level. The very spot where I'm standing right now is the spot that divides the entire continent between east and west by rainfall. If rain falls, and it actually looks like it's going to rain, at this point where I'm standing, to the west it drains into the Pacific Ocean, to the east into the Atlantic Ocean. What a feeling of freedom to stand at this very spot. Huge sky above me. Nothing but open wilderness. I'll see you guys in Arizona. I love you guys.
alone on a mountaintop, staring out at the great divide. I could go east, I could go west, it was all up to me to decide. Just then I saw a young hawk flying and my soul began to rise. And pretty soon,
I spent the night at the Hopi Travel Plaza in northern Arizona on Highway 40, and I was lucky enough to find an external electrical outlet underneath this huge sign that says restaurant. So I parked under there. I was able to run my computer all night, and I was able to run a little space heater in the back so I wasn't too cold sleeping with the dogs. It got down to about 32 degrees last night, so I stayed nice and toasty warm. Everything was great until about 10 minutes ago. I went to go start the Danger Ranger, and it was completely fucking dead. So I didn't know what to do. It's not the battery. It's some kind of electrical problem. I was lucky enough to find an elderly gentleman, local guy, a Pueblo Indian, who stopped by. He had all the tools. He got me up and running. I'm afraid to shut the engine off because I don't know if it'll start again. But I'm back on the road, and I'm heading out to go see the Petrified Forest. I'll check back with you guys in just a minute. Okay, we're back in the studio now. We'll get back to the tour in a second. With me is Nut Nice and Birdman. And Birdman, what is this week's topic for the top 10?
All right, top 10 silly reasons why niggers are in jail.
Yeah, they can't be any good reasons.
No, of course not.
Yeah, the niggers tend to be in jail for many silly reasons, and we narrowed it down to 10.
Okay, and reading these off tonight is Nut Nice. Nut Nice, what is number 10?
All right, number 10, non-payment of child support.
Yep.
And number 9, shitting in public.
Shitting in public. Is that sort of like giving birth for a nigger?
Yeah.
They're one and the same.
Yeah, same effect.
Same effect. Number 8.
Stealing shit from the Everything for a Dollar store.
You know, I had a job as a security guard years ago, and we were doing undercover work at Goodwill because the niggers were stealing shit from Goodwill.
Yeah, what a shocker.
They'll steal anything, won't they?
Yes, they will. Number 7.
Chronic loitering.
Well, have they ever not loitered? I mean, you could put a nigger anywhere doing anything, and he's loitering. President of the United States, loitering.
Yeah, pretty much. Or squatting, I think, would be the correct term.
Number 6.
Fighting over crab legs.
You can guarantee at the all-you-can-eat buffet, there's fighting going on over crab legs.
Crab legs. Why? All niggers have crabs anyway. You think they go to a seafood buffet and they go, "Damn, that's the worst case of pubic lice I ever seen." There's crabs bigger than your mama's. Number 5.
Chimping out over a McDonald's order.
Yep.
Yeah.
They gotta have their McNuggets, or, you know, Category 5 chimp out is pretty much assured.
Remember the Shibun who called 911 because McDonald's ran out of chicken McNuggets?
how can we forget?
She was actually arrested and fined for abusing the 911 system.
That's ridiculous. And number four.
Copping an attitude with police while in possession of drugs.
Only a nigger.
I didn't do nothing!
You'd think if you had drugs on you, you'd be real quiet about things.
Oh, no. That, cops. That would make way too much sense.
Number three.
Dashing a $10 cab fare while having outstanding warrants. Oh, yeah, another piece of rocket science from niggers. Yep, nigger logic at its best.
Yeah, okay, number two.
Leaving newborn nigglet in a KFC bathroom. Well, it's not really a crime. I mean, if anything, it's littering, but I don't know if that carries a jail term.
I wonder if they named that nigglet, like, extra crispy, I don't
probably call it coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Yeah, spelled K-U-L-L-E-S-W-L-E.
Coleslaw.
Because it's probably the first thing that she saw in the bathroom when she went to KFC to give birth. Some abandoned coleslaw someone threw in the trash.
Abandoned coleslaw in the trash.
Because nobody eats that stuff anyway.
Right. Not even niggers. And the number one silly reason niggers are in jail is...
stabbing family member over a sausage biscuit.
Yeah!
Oh, that's a classic. And of course, niggers are prone to violence, lethal violence, with food in general. Biscuits, pizza, cheeseburgers, fried chicken. I mean, if you read the forum ever, you've seen these stories.
What won't a nigger kill over?
Probably a book.
Unless it was a porn.
Well, yeah. But I mean a real book with text, no pictures.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't kill over that.
Oh, no.
That's about the only thing. I am here in northern Arizona at the Petrified Forest National Park. And it's about a 28-mile highway that you drive through. You can hike it if you really want to. There are trails out here. But basically, it's just some really amazing, beautiful land. And I am now at the section known as the Crystal Forest, which is just a huge deposit of petrified trees. And they look just like you would picture. You can tell that there was bark on it. You can count the rings on the ones that are split open. It looks like wood, except that it's turned to stone. And this happened about 225 million years ago. The trees were alive, and the continents moved to their present positions, and the region was uplifted. So as a result of the climate change, the tropical environment became today's grassland. And over time, wind and water wore away the rock layers and exposed the fossilized ancient plants and animals. There's a lot of fossils here of animals, too. There have been many digs. The U.S. Army was through here in the 30s. They brought their equipment through this desert with camels and surveyed it. In the 1800s, they surveyed this area for the Santa Fe Railroad, which passes through here. And, this is just really amazing. The trees themselves are ancient conifers, and when they fell, swollen streams washed them into the floodplains, which is actually what I'm standing on now, and a mix of silt, mud, and volcanic ash buried the logs. The sediment cut off oxygen so that the wood didn't actually rot, and it slowed the decay of the wood. Silica-laden groundwater sweeped through the logs and replaced the original wood tissues with silica deposits. Eventually, the silica crystallized into quartz, and the logs were preserved as petrified wood. So basically, these are kind of like large, tree-shaped crystals. But they're reddish. They actually look a lot like wood. It looks like somebody came by here and felled the forest and just chopped everything into little, maybe 3-4 foot segments of tree trunk and left it. But it's basically a desert with a bunch of really cool trees
made out of stone. That's it from the Petrified Forest. I'll check back with you guys in a bit. All right. Well, I'm here with Pazuzu in Chandler, Arizona. He just rode out on his mountain bike. How far did you have to come out here to meet me?
It's only about 5 miles, I think.
5 miles? Okay, well, you made really good time, and I was just showing Pazuzu the Danger Ranger. Is it about what you expected or not?
Oh, I don't... Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's rusty but trusty. It's a 1989.
I can't believe you traveled that far with cats, man.
I know.
When I used to put my cat in the car, the thing goes crazy. It hates it.
Oh, they do hate it. That's what these things are for, these little cat cages. But yeah. I don't use them anymore because they've calmed down a lot, man.
Damn, you got a truck full of dogs, man.
I know, it's crazy. It's like a mobile petting zoo.
You traveled all the way from Michigan with that many dogs. Wow.
I know. So we got into the Danger Ranger, and we spent the afternoon driving around Chandler, Arizona, and we're going to join the conversation now. We're behind a guy with a truckload of junk.
Oh, no, man, that's the junk guy, the scrap guy, scrap metal.
Scrap metal, dude?
Yeah, we have those all over Michigan. If you put something metal outside your door and go inside and come back a few minutes later, it's gone. That's how desperate people are for cash in Michigan.
And there's actually a market for
scrap metal? Yeah, the prices fluctuate. They were really high about a year or two ago, and now because, well, China stopped buying a lot of our metals, and so the price went way down. But like this guy in front of us with that Chevy pickup truck filled, just overfilled with metal, scrap metal, that whole thing, when it's stripped down, is probably only going to get that guy like 20 bucks. And he's been out driving all day. You want to bet it's a nigger? Let's go. Let's see if it's a nigger. It's a nigger, I told you. Yeah, look.
Okay. It's a nigger.
It's a nigger. I knew it. Figures.
Hi, this is Snow Dog, and you are listening to Chimp Out Radio.
You were playing Modern Warfare 2 last night on Xbox?
Yeah.
And you were drinking, what, malt liquor?
Yeah.
Malt liquor! What were you drinking? Like, what was it?
I think the first one was Mickey's, and the second one was Old English stuff.
Old English?
Yeah.
What are you turning into, a fucking nigger?
Yeah.
Were you eating some chitlins along with that, too? And what? Smoking some crack?
Yeah. Old English, yeah, that is a nigger group. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, they were out of Mickey's. Which is fairly decent. That's fit for... Mickey's is actually fit for human consumption.
Barely.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I used to drink ice beer. Do you guys have ice beer down here?
Yeah, you've got ice beer. And you've got that... What's that stuff? The extreme brew? Or what's that called?
I don't know.
High gravity.
Oh, yeah. The high gravity stuff.
Yeah, so you're going to drink it, and then you're going to feel so sick, you're going to hit the ground afterwards.
Yeah.
High gravity.
That's so you don't go flying off the earth.
Yeah. Normally I don't drink that much. It's just that I'm going through nicotine withdrawal.
Yeah, so you quit smoking recently. What?
I quit chewing.
You quit chewing?
Yeah.
Because why?
Yeah, because it turns your eyes red and stains your teeth.
It turns your eyes red?
Yeah, when I chew, it turns my eyes red. And people think I've been smoking weed or something. Like, I was chewing tobacco while I was at work once. And then I get out of work and I go down to the ASU area, and some college kids came up to me and they said, "Hey, dude, you got some for sale?" And it's like, what? Do I look like I've been smoking weed or something? I've just been chewing tobacco, man.
So if chewing tobacco turns your eyes red, KFC must look like a monster.
Yeah, it probably doesn't. It
probably looks like Godzilla. Like, he can just, like, burn through things with his laser vision. Unless Canadians are immune to that, you think?
Probably.
Yeah, they're weird people up there. So what I've seen of your town so far, Pazuzu, it's a beautiful area, and I have not seen a single Negroid so far. What would you say your groid population is?
And this part of the town, not too terribly bad, probably about 5% of the population. It gets worse the closer you get to Phoenix.
Right.
Dude, you guys got CO Radio on iTunes?
Chimbot Radio was on iTunes in the early days, and it got something like 20 or 30,000 hits, and then iTunes banned it. It was only on there for like 2 weeks. But you know what's funny is that there was this rapper, a pretty famous rapper named Birdman. So I think a lot of niggers went onto iTunes, saw Birdman there, and downloaded it, expecting to hear some gangster rap. And instead, they heard Chimbot Radio. 30,000 niggers chimping out all at once through iTunes. You gotta love it.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment, and it's free.
All right. Well, I said goodbye to Pazuzu. Had a great time. We went out for burgers at a place called In-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, which I guess if you live on the West Coast is no big deal. But for me, that was the first time I'd ever heard of it. And it was pretty good stuff. We had a great time. So thanks to Pazuzu, but it's time to hit the road. So anyway, here I am now just south of the Hoover Dam. I'm actually in the Grand Canyon, but not in the touristy part. I'm heading north, and traffic has stopped because it says that they're doing some blasting today. And I almost got through before they stopped traffic. I'm about the 11th car down. I just heard some huge, huge booms that shook the entire Danger Ranger, freaked the dogs and the cats out. And I'm going to get out and talk to people and see if I can find out what on earth is going on. Okay, what's your first name?
Steve.
Steve. I'm here with Steve, and we're in, are we in Nevada or are we in Arizona?
We're in Arizona, just about 3 miles from the Nevada border in the Hoover Dam.
Okay, and traffic has stopped up here, and you want to tell the people what just happened?
They just set off a blast. They're blasting for the new road, for the approach to the new bridge over the gorge beside Hoover Dam.
Very nice. And we heard some booms, and then this enormous cloud in the air. How big would you say that cloud was?
That's got to be a few thousand feet now.
Easy, definitely. And so they're building a new bridge, and what's the reason for that?
To take the traffic off the Hoover Dam to remove the threat of terrorism, I guess, on the dam.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my thing. Looks like the dust is cleared now.
Yeah, I think they're going to let us go. Okay, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, have a good time.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah. So after about 3.5 hours, they finally let us leave the blast site. And I drove over the Hoover Dam and into Nevada, made my way to Bakersfield, California. Let's join now my conversation with my new friend, the O'Haters, having a great time chatting over some spicy curry Indian food at a really cool Bakersfield restaurant. Let's take a listen.
You know, so many people want reparations that, you know, they're claiming about reparations. What are reparations, you know? I mean, a mud hut and some goats?
I mean, you gotta pay them back for that shit. That shit's not free. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's... it's just... I don't think that with all that, all the opportunity or anything that niggers have gotten in this society, that anything that we can... They've gotten reparations because
yes,
we've given the descendants of the slaves so many benefits and so many pluses that they wouldn't have if they would have stayed in Africa.
Of course not. They would have been living in the Stone Age.
Exactly. Literally. Still.
Yeah.
Still.
Still.
Or they would have been conquered as a colony, and then after the whites left, then of course everything would degenerate back into barbarism, like we see in Rhodesia and South Africa right now.
Yeah.
So there's no merit to any argument to reparations, I believe. Native Americans, yes, and they got theirs, but not blacks for slavery. Done. You know, they got 40 acres and a mule. It's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Plus they have affirmative action, and they have welfare, and they have all that other stuff. But that's not reparations.
And
what is it?
Exactly. You know, you can get a free ride in this country and survive. Maybe not well, but it's enough to get yourself a free TV and whatnot.
Oh, they can get a free college education.
And a free college education.
Low interest loans for mortgages. I mean,
Preferential treatment to get into college.
That's right.
You know, you don't even have to necessarily make the grade. Just kind of scrape by. And if you're, say, black and want to go into a science, there you are.
Yeah. I mean, they should be dominant. They have so many advantages that we don't have. They should be just
everywhere making millions of dollars and inventing things and so on, but that's never going to happen.
You would definitely think. I mean, you've got Judge Sotomayor, which I know that, you know, I'm not particularly on her side of the fence or anything like that in politics or her particular judicial worldview, but one thing that she said was she was an affirmative action person. You know, she, you know, got through school and whatnot, and she made the most out of her opportunities, so you got to give her some credit for that.
Well, sure.
And now she's sitting on the Supreme Court justice. Where do you see that? Where do you see that with anybody else?
Nowhere.
No. It was funny. I had was watching Where Did They Come From? It's something on History Channel or whatnot, and they had Emmett Smith, retired football player. Emmett is, of course, very black as night. And he was following his roots, and he found out that they did a genetic test on him, and it turns out he's 19% human.
Wow.
He's 19% human. And that is very interesting because it was shocking to him. You know, he's like, yeah, you know, you got your black macho and all that, you know, growing up in that culture where you're,
right.
You know, daddy's not around and whatnot. And so, I mean, but, you know, Emmett had kind of done fairly well for himself, so it must be that 19% of human DNA in him, I don't know.
Of course. That gave him the edge to actually do something with his ridiculous life.
Exactly. So maybe that's reparations right there, sharing some of the gene pool.
They should thank us. You know? But, no, I read someplace that in America, I think the average is like 26% human DNA.
The person on that show had commented that that was among the highest she'd ever seen.
Because what, 19 was?
19%, or, I'm sorry, 81% African was about the highest she's ever seen.
Really?
African DNA in the United States, because there's so much interbreeding over the years that the African DNA's got somewhat diluted, but... The sad thing is, they still live like niggers.
Yeah, they do.
For the most part, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know there's the a lot of people say magic niggers don't exist, and you know what? They don't, you know, but there are a few that maybe make the most out of their human DNA.
Sure.
So, you know, tends to say a lot, and that's why they're still running around in huts, I think, you know, running around in the Kalahari or in mud huts over in Africa. They don't have that intermixture.
That's true.
Because who would marry a nigger?
A goat.
There you go.
A really desperate goat. A horny goat. You know, a baboon, maybe, if you got it drunk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's arguments about... Sam Kinison used to say that's how we got AIDS in the world, is some African got bored and his own asshole wasn't enough. He went out in the jungle and fucked some monkey in the ass.
And there you go.
There you go.
We ought to thank him, because look at how many good niggers came out of that. You know, millions.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with your name?
Well, actually, DJ, this my name is kind of a local insult, believe it or not. It's based, there's a certain section of my town, it's 93308 area code, and if you call somebody an O-8er, it's basically referring to them as white trash.
Nice!
And I was figuring a tagline and maybe a picture of some toothless old guy, and it's like, O-8er is still smarter than a nigger.
Yeah, that's funny, because I was just in Las Vegas, my friend said, why are you going to Bakersfield? And they said there's nothing out there but rednecks. And I was like, well, sounds pretty good to me.
We're getting plenty of people moving over from Los Angeles area and whatnot.
Really?
We're just about an hour and a half north of there. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a pretty good place to live, as far as the housing is very affordable for California. I mean,
right.
we're not getting the Detroit special houses for a dollar or anything like that. But for California, it's actually a pretty good place to live. People use it in some instances as a bedroom community, commuting back and forth every day even.
That's kind of a long commute if you have to drive an hour and a half just to get to your job.
But keep in mind also that there are people who live right down in the L.A. Basin. It doesn't matter. They have to drive at least an hour, hour and a half just to get through the stupid traffic to begin with.
That's true.
So it's not much difference for them.
So you might as well live outside of the Fox-aided community.
Pretty much.
Yeah, especially if it's cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
So how would you say the level of fuxation is here?
I would say if you're talking about a national average of about 8.9 population, 8.9% being niggers, you're looking at slightly above average, but our niggers are actually located in very specific areas, cages. Yeah, they're caged by neighborhood.
Good.
And so we know where to find them, and they pretty much keep to themselves, except on Martin Luther King Day, of course.
Yeah.
But maybe later we can take a tour, and I can show you all the fun little segments of the community and whatnot.
I'd love it. So we're going to take that tour, and we'll be back after this.
She ran off with another guy. She didn't even say goodbye. She'll never find a love like mine or bigger. She took the TV and the stereo. She wrote a check for all my dough. But to top it all, she ran off with a nigger. She ran off with a nigger, a 6'8" buck. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck. Crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. It really came as no surprise. I guess I saw it in her eyes. I knew that it would happen, and it did. My pappy said, I told you so. She broke my heart, and now I know I never should have married that black little bitch anyway. She ran off with a nigger, a 6'8" buck. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck. Crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. Oh, she broke my heart and tore me apart when she ran off with the nigger.
All right, I am riding in the car with O8ers in Bakersfield, California, and look at this guy.
There's Fred Sanford over there in his pickup.
Right.
Here we go.
Okay, these look like projects, but they're not, are they?
These are projects.
They're
right
projects.
Here. Yeah, well, actually, these are the higher end, yeah. We'll kind of meander through here, and I can show you the more interesting parts.
Okay. And just like all neighborhoods I've seen throughout my life, this at one time was a beautiful neighborhood.
Yes, and there are actually still a few people who have pride of ownership in their property. You'll be able to see a few here.
Yeah, you'll see one house out of maybe 10 or 20 that
at
looks
least,
great.
Yeah. Okay. But a lot of this is because people moved out or, you know, the people who owned the house originally died and the family doesn't care, so they'll just rent it out to whoever or whatever.
Right.
Puts in an application.
Yep.
A lot of Section 8. A
lot of Section 8.
Which is, in and of itself, Section 8 is what they generally call it.
Yeah, APE. Section 8. Which I think started in California, if I'm not mistaken.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit. I mean, there's a lot of bad ideas that came out of this state. So, of course, I've lived here all my life, so, except a year in Arizona. All right. Across the way, of course, there's the 4th Street Market. Totally nigger-owned and operated.
That's funny because the building is only half painted. Yeah. You can see where they just stopped painting.
Yeah, that's where they ran out of money.
Fuck it, that's good enough.
They ran out of crack to sell for money.
Right. Maybe they sold the paint for crack. Who knows?
That's true. Maybe instead of huffing it.
That's right.
Oh, here we go. Oh, that's what we need a camera for. A
couple thugs right there.
Oh, yeah. Hardcore.
Yep. Ooh, I think he got mad and kicked the fence.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He wanted to feel tough.
Yeah.
It's all right. We'll come back and say hi. Well, passing on the left there. A couple of niggers. I
actually saw it confirmed. They are niggers.
Yeah, they are. In a BMW. Okay, I see a bunch of razor wire and barbed wire fence.
Yeah, these are the legitimate businesses that have stuck it out, and that they actually believe that this area will come back.
Oh, right.
And there's actually a nice, they call it Saigon Plaza, and it's a nice little place. They've got a pool hall. No niggers go in there. I think they know they're not welcome. Asians don't fuck around when it comes to niggers.
Good for them.
And yeah, I mean, somebody's got to. I mean, Asian will tell you how it is, whether you want to hear it or not. When the pool hall closed, I mean, they had nice big screen TVs and things in there. And, of course, the niggers would go ahead and bust it out. They'd rip off the big screen TVs and then they'd disappear.
Yeah.
You start to see a little mixture in here, but mostly still niggers, Section 8 niggers. Should be a few more. Yeah, here's another Fabli up here.
Yep. Well, I really feel sorry for the humans that are stuck here.
Yeah. And look at all these beautiful cars. They're brand new, and they're paid for with our tax dollars.
Of course.
Because, of course, you know, I mean, they're all on the down low. It's usually the bucks. These kids are probably selling crack.
Probably. That's how they're saving up for college.
They don't need to save for college, dude. You know that.
Well, they're not going
college
to college.
College is
anyway.
A free ride, you know.
It's a free ride if they can get in, but
it's basically a meal ticket because they can stay in the dorms for free and get free food.
Yep.
Courtesy of humans. Safe zone, no guns, drugs, or insurance.
That's funny. Oh wait, we got a dog.
Dog, yeah, I'm not gonna. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hit the dog. One of our champions has a nice little avatar. He's got a white pug dog barking at a black pug dog. Has it photoshopped and says, nigger. Looks hilarious.
There's a nigger ride. Polka dot. What the hell is that?
Oh, God.
What kind of car is
Don't
that?
Don't be surprised. Now, you can definitely tell there's definitely deepest, darkest Africa right there. That's one of those 81%ers.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of African DNA there.
Yeah. A lot of stray dogs in this neighborhood, just like every other neighborhood I've seen.
I'm amazed there are so many. I mean, you know, we got a lot of barbecues in the nigger neighborhoods around here. Most of them are made out of barrels.
Of course.
So, let's see. That's like the worst, part of the worst part down here. Oh. We'll take you over to Martin Luther King, Junior Boulevard and Point South.
Nice.
Which are affectionately known by the niggers of this area as Niggertown.
As Niggertown. Kind of a refreshing little bit of honesty from a nigger.
Absolutely. And, even niggers in many cases hate niggers. It's
Well, earlier we were talking about how the niggers call each other nigger, and you had a really interesting little rhyme going. Do you think you can say it for us again?
Oh, have you ever known a nigger that's never called another nigger a nigger?
That's a good one.
Yeah, say it three times fast, and you'll definitely trip on your tongue.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, that's, anybody can call a nigger as long as it's another nigger.
Right.
But a lot of times, affectionately, they say nigga. You know, that's the other thing. Like, you know,
that's
somebody.
That's a different word.
And believe it or not, even if you know somebody very well, and you're human, you might even, if you put the A sound on it,
get away with
and
it.
You got the right attitude, you could get away with it. Believe
I will
it or not,
not do that, though. I will always
No. I mean, prior to becoming educated on the ways of the savage nigger beast, I was actually very open with niggers, and I would hang out with them and whatnot, but I never really gave up being who I am.
Right.
And it was really sad. I mean, I could play dominoes with the best nigger in town.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the best nigger in town, and by many people's standards, is the deadest nigger in town. But, anyway, yeah, we don't advocate violence here.
No.
We advocate subjugation.
Yes.
Resubjugation. But anyway, it was really sad because I'd be myself, but you'd have... finally came to know as coal burners and wiggers and whatnot, and they'd come up and they'd talk like they're niggers.
I hate that shit.
Oh!
Oh, we got a flat tire.
Big time. Woo-wee. Police Activities League. Here we go.
Oh, what a great place to break down.
Yeah.
Oh, and we got an ice cream guy up here, too.
Yep. Well, good news.
We got a spare?
We... You know what? You got AAA.
Oh, that's even better.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm not trying to be nobody. I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less about the end. But how many of you that's sitting just me walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Okay, well, lucky for us, about a block and a half away was a tire repair shop, and we bought a used retreaded tire for $20.
Yep.
And
large.
10 minutes later, we're back on the road, and tell us a little bit. This is the coolest car I think I've ever been in. What are we in right now?
We are in a 1973 Mercedes-Benz 200 class, and it has just over 1 million miles on the odometer.
And I'm sitting here, folks. It's got 1,003,000
1,033,846 miles.
Yes.
And it's electronic windows and sunroof, and all of it works.
It's amazing.
So, living history.
Spent some time in San Francisco. I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. How many of you sitting judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
But yeah, it definitely, I mean, our nigger problems are nothing like Michigan or anything like that. I mean, you're probably kind of disappointed we don't have the coon density that...
What a disappointment that is, let me tell you. I'm so heartbroken.
Yeah, but we are above the national average for coons. Let's see here. Oh, there's one. There's some projects. So this is... See, Boone, right there.
Yep, I see a bunch of graffiti on the street signs. That's a good indication you're in Nigger Town.
You can smell a trash fire right now.
Yes. You got to burn the evidence.
Well, either that or they're cooking crack. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Or Jenkum, you know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's a Jenkum factory.
All right. So we'll head a little bit south here on Old Cottonwood, show you a few more projects. So as you can see, this is still semi-rural out here.
Yeah, it's kind of like the country. You got...
Mattress.
Mattress.
So we don't just have our urbanized niggers. We actually have country niggers, too.
Yeah.
Just one place I want to show you, and I'm hoping that it's just completely a complete stereotype. Let's just say that.
For sure it will be. And folks, the sun is beginning to set. Oh, here's a liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Called Dump Market.
And we've got a boon that'll probably lick you for about $5.
Got a hooker out front talking on her cell phone.
Her cell phone.
She'll lick you.
Yeah.
You gotta lick me, you fucking coon.
Yeah.
You heard that?
No.
We're gonna cut to that. You're gonna love this.
If you're looking for hot, horny black women, then you've reached the right number. If you want to get off on one of our ghetto girls, press 1 now.
Hi, honey. How are you?
How are you, honey?
I'm good, sweetie.
My fine little orangutan bitch. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
You crazy chocolate cupcake monkey bitch. What's up with you?
Nothing much. I'm just sitting here all horny. What about you, baby?
I want to pound that pussy and, like, give me a high colonic when I'm in you.
Ooh. You want to pound this pussy good?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
I want to go down on that mojo and lick you through around the world.
I want you to pound my pussy real good.
You black bitch just going wild doing monkey jungle love with you.
I'm just a little black bitch.
Listen, I want to slide my nice white pole between those big gazongas of yours.
You like that, don't you?
And explode my load right in your face and let it drip all over and make you look like a fucking chocolate punch cake. Oh, you fine little mocha mist bitch.
I'm gonna let you have all of me.
I wanna suck on those dreads and have you lick my asshole!
I'm gonna lick you real good.
You gotta lick me, you fucking corn!
I'm gonna lick you real good.
You black fucking darkest Africa cunt! You cunt! You cunt! You cunt! You cunt!
I'm gonna lick you up and down.
You know you want this white fucking cock!
Oh, I want that fucking white cock there. Come on, fuck me.
You know that I love you so much, you monkey bastard.
You love this little hot little monkey pussy, don't you?
Oh, my God.
I want you to lick this hot monkey pussy.
Oh, monkey, 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 monkey.
Big fucking monkey bitch ass. Come on. Come on, fucking give it to me. Stick that big fucking dick up in this big fucking monkey ass.
All I know is I want to take out this goddamn trouser. Just stick it right in your lap, you nigga bastard.
Oh, God. You got my big fucking nigga ass, don't you?
I want to tug on those dreads and have you lick my asshole.
You want me to lick your asshole?
You got to lick me, you fucking corn.
Yeah.
You can just do some nice ball bag licking on me.
Fuck a little hot one nigga.
Doing monkey jungle love with you.
That's about the big ass white cock inside of me,
monkey. Nigga, 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 nigga.
Ooh, yeah, you wanna be in me, honey? You want me to give you some nigga shit on your dick?
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Come on,
you black bitch, just going wild doing monkey jungle love with you.
Oh, honey, our time is up. You had to give us a call back and get some more of this nigga love.
Okay, back in the studio with Birdman. And Bird, we didn't get to finish our love letters last time. Do we have another love letter here tonight?
Okay, DJ, we have another love letter here posted by band new member Right Thing. And it's titled, Everyone is Equal. And it goes on to say, the ideas given from this site are wrong. African people are just as any other human ethnicity. Oh, really now? I know many black lawyers, doctors, engineers, and professors. Some in economically oppressed areas resort to crime, but it is just to feed and shelter themselves. Oh, yeah, right, yeah. The reason why so many niggers are criminals is because they live in a ghetto.
But it wouldn't be a ghetto if they would just fucking take care of their houses and pick up the trash and stop committing crime.
Teach their kids how to use toilet paper.
That too.
You know.
Teach them to stop drinking from the toilet with a cup.
And you can tell this guy's a real communist because it goes on to say, only until this oppressive capitalist system spelled C-A-P-I-U-T-A-L-I-S-T, until this oppressive capitalist racist system is done away with, can racial and class antagonisms be solved? Wrong. If everybody's starving, the racial divide will actually be worse. And you communist bastards that come on here and want your little socialist utopia, want to think everybody's equal and everybody should make the same amount of money and everybody this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, it worked really well in Russia. You know, I can't believe these libtards. They really think that a communist system is better than a capitalist system.
Well, because, you know, communism on paper sounds all flowery and looks good and it sounds nice and it can give you warm, fuzzy feelings if you're idealistic and stupid. But in the real world, it just boils down to, calamity.
Yeah, it does. More people have died under communist in the history of the world. You know, tens of millions in Russia, tens of millions in China, Laos, Vietnam, you name it. Communist systems kill people. People starve. You know, nobody's going to starve here in America. The only reason why niglets are starving here in America is because big fat mammy won't get up, put down the crack pipe long enough to go make Junior a bologna sandwich. That's the reason why niglets are starving here in America, and that's the only reason.
Then what we should, if you're a real libtard, what you should do is invent a type of crack cocaine that has vitamins in it. You know, like a cereal kind of thing, like you smoke it and then you get your daily allotment of vitamin A, B, C, and D. You know, that's what they should do.
Yeah, call it energy crack or something like that.
instead of Cap and Crunch, they can call it like Cap and Crunk.
Yeah.
You know, or like, Malto Meal would be Malt Liquor Meal. And Apple Jacks would be Apple Cracks. Cheerios would be like Cheery Hoes. You know, Count Chocula would be like a pimp. Maybe they could put it in kids' candies like Cracker Jack. Would be Crack You Jack.
Yeah. These fucking liberals, man. These fucking... I don't even want to call them liberals. I call them communist, socialist, Marxist. They think that everybody's equal. Everybody should be treated equally. And everything will work out. You know, it's not that communism has failed because it doesn't work. It's communism has failed because they haven't implemented enough of it yet. If you know what I'm saying. See what I'm saying? And, you know, you can have your little socialist utopia all you want. And niggers are still going to starve. There's still going to be racial tensions. And it's just going to be worse than it already is. I mean, the United States of America is one of the most equal countries in the world that somebody could possibly live in. And it's a great place to be. But these fucking communists, man, they want their little system, and they're actually getting it through Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
So when everybody's starving and unemployment's up around 30%, you know, hey, you can thank the socialists for that because capitalism's evil. I mean, I don't know about you, DJ, but I've never received a paycheck from a poor person.
No.
That's one simple point that they never get is you never receive a paycheck from a poor person. You always receive a paycheck from somebody who makes more money than you. And that's the way capitalist system works. Now, you can call it unfair or whatever, and if you think it's so horrible, hey, maybe invent something or show some ambition to make more money.
That's right. You know,
that's the way it works.
I had my first successful business that I started myself. I started it in 1999, and in the year 99, 2000, 2001, I earned over $100,000 in each of those years. And
yeah.
I'm living proof that anybody who has a good work ethic and tries hard and is careful and smart can succeed in America. At least it could in that America.
In that America, exactly. Obama is really setting things up to make the lives of small business owners really difficult. And George Bush didn't really help with that either because, you know, with his spending and everything else, you know, we've just been run down the rails in the last 10 years, and it's getting really bad.
It is.
When you're over 10% unemployment, when And those are the 10% is the people that are actually collecting unemployment. Those don't include the people who are out of a job and not receiving unemployment anymore.
Right.
A lot of people think it's closer to 17%.
Well, I know in Michigan the official figure is right around 15%. So, you know, the actual adjusted figure is probably closer to 20%. And if it's at 20% unemployment, that means one out of every five people has no job in this state.
Oh, yeah. And those communists think they're going to do something better and get people jobs through communism. It's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. And by the way, folks, it's been a long time since I've had a six-figure income. Believe me.
Yeah.
It's not like that now.
Well, I used to make great money through the family business, but, you know, that went to shit, you know. We were actually squatters in our old house for 2 years because we didn't make the mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for tonight's episode. Special thanks to O8ers for showing me around Bakersfield and to Pazuzu for showing me around his part of Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for joining in with us tonight. And don't forget to listen to the Nut Nice Radio Show, which comes out about once every million years. But it's definitely worth the wait. Once again, my pit bull boxer, Sashi, is 100% fine. She made a full recovery. She's doing great. And, of course, I made it out of the Southwest. And you know what? 2 weeks from today, we're going to take a visit in California, and we're going to speak to our very own super moderator. Wild Trout is going to be our special guest next time. That's going to be a lot of fun. And back by popular demand, so many people liked the episode where I was messing with that Nigerian Shibun. That is going to be a regular segment. It's interviewing a nigger. I call it Niggerview. And if I get a chance the next couple weeks, sometime maybe when I get to Oregon or whatever, if I find a good nigger, I'll see what I can do with the Niggerview section. As always, I had a fantastic time doing the show, and I'm so glad you guys joined me on this amazing trip through America's wilderness, visiting chimpers and so forth. And if you want to be on Chip Out Radio and you live in the Pacific Northwest, send a private message to me, DJ Stupnig, and I'll see if I can get you on the show. In the meantime, don't take any shit from niggers, be proud of yourselves, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.